Pianist Lise de La Salle brings Bach Unlimited to the Yamaha Recital Space at Atelier Rosemarie Umetsu in Toronto tonight at 7:30. Now, the French pianist performs repertoire from her latest Naive Classique release, Bach Unlimited, on a tour including appearances in New York, Cleveland, Detroit, New Orleans, Montreal, and Virginia. And Lise joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have a very interesting relationship with Bach's music. So tell us about this CD. What does that mean, Bach Unlimited?
It's a musical journey through four centuries of music with people, I mean composers, who wanted to pay tribute to Bach music in one or the other way. So the first idea I had was I wanna say Bach is part of our daily life as musicians, but how do I express that?
Yes.
And I didn't want to do just something, you know, more common with composer from that time. Mm-hmm. And that could be interesting, of course. But for me, the idea was really to show that Johann Sebastian Bach is still with us, you know,
yes.
In a way.
Yes.
So I took one big piece by century by a composer who is an homage to his music, mm-hmm. and many different ways. It could be transcriptions directly, like the Busoni Chaconne, for example. It can be by the form, the prelude and fugue, because he was the first to really put it in front of the scene. Mm-hmm. And there is, on that particular CD, there is one by a French composer, Roussel, 20th century composer, and also Liszt. And it can be also what I discovered many composers wrote with the notes associated to the letters B, A, C, H, B right. flat, A, C, and the H becoming the B natural. So, and I thought it was a great, you know, fil d'Ariane, as we say in French, mm-hmm. you know, the line you follow. And it makes us go through four centuries of music with one big piece by century. Mm-hmm. And I think it works well, and it's definitely an interesting musical journey.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Thanks.
You say Bach is to the pianist what the bar is to the ballet dancer. And
that's a good analogy,
it's a very,
actually.
Very
that's
good
really
analogy.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, especially when you think about the Goldberg variations and the first aria and then the development thereafter. It's a very good image.
Yeah, and I think in a way that also expresses what I wanted to say, meaning if you are a ballet dancer, you can never avoid the bar, you know? Mm-hmm. That's always your start.
Yes.
And I think as a pianist and a classical musician, even though we're not performing bar every day, we don't have to, but it's a good thing, it's a good recommendation, mm-hmm. and it's always there because everything is in his music, mm-hmm. you know, technique, the intellectual part of the music, the understanding of the writing, but also, and that's what I think is important to mention, and I've been with also for many years, because I recorded Bach a little bit already 10 years ago, I always talked about emotions. I think his music is full of life emotions, you know, mm-hmm. and you can feel sadness or joy or humor or drama in his music too. And I think it's really important not to forget.
Mm-hmm. I wish more people would remember that. I really do.
So all those years ago that you recorded that, and it was also mentioned by Gramophone, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Fabulous. What would you say now, currently, that you've evolved to? What point have you evolved to with Bach? And so, what have you learned that's new for you about Bach by growing up with it?
I think he's more a friend. You know, a couple of years ago, he was like a god and a big hero far away. And I think now he's more like, you know, the kind of friend you're going to talk to when you're not in the greatest mood. Mm. I mean, I don't want to say it was because I was depressed that I picked him, but he's the guy I want to say. It's weird to talk like that, but his music is the music you want to play to feel. For me, is when I'm alone, you know, sometimes with the instrument, and I don't have anything specific to work on, and I just want to play something for myself. Mm-hmm. And often I will play Bach and Schumann. Those are my two, you know, totally different, but
yes,
but it gives me that comfort and that joy, inner joy of understanding music. I think he got everything. He understood music like nobody else did. Mm-hmm. Because once again, I think everything is there. And sometimes to play a fugue with all the polyphonies, the different voices, also it's good for your brain. It makes you feel like, you know, it organizes things with a sense to me.
You know, I find it interesting what you're saying about this, because I can't think about the relationship between Bach and, say, Brahms, as we know. And, well, the recording of Glenn Gould playing Brahms for Leonard Bernstein, it didn't make sense to me. And I find it very difficult to associate something from the Baroque era with something from the Romantic era, because they just seem like polar opposites.
But the foundation is there. I mean, because Bach is like the bedrock, right? That's what you're saying of everything that came afterwards.
And also in this program that I cooked, there is the direct link is easy, because when you listen to Liszt Fantasy on Bach on BACH, you see how what he understood of his music and how he made it his own. And it's not at all, it's totally a romantic piece, but you can see where the influence of Bach is. And also the transcriptions, like the Busoni Chaconne is one of my very favorite piece ever. And it's fascinating, because it's totally his music, it's totally Bach, it's totally classical, it's totally what we know from the violin partita, but it goes so far. I don't want to say beyond, because it would. I don't want to say that something is missing in the original. Basically, is what I want to express. But it goes so far in the romantic, in the virtuosic demonstration, but in the best way. It's a very showing off piece, but in a good way. You know, it's not just to express free virtuosity. Mm-hmm. It has a meaning, and it always sticks to the foundation of Bach music, and that's a fascinating thing to hear and to play.
Yes.
Because you feel like you're playing both at the same time, Bach and crazy, crazy, dramatic, romantic composer. So it's nice.
Well, Lisa, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking with us. The Yamaha Recital Space at Atelier Rosemary Umetsu will host Lise de la Salle this evening, Bach Unlimited. It's at 7:30 p.m. at 310 Davenport Road. Now, there are no tickets.
Well, apparently there are.
Oh!
I've gotten a thing that says there are some still available.
Really? No, yeah. Rosemary had just said that, you know, you show up. It's an exclusive event. It's at 7:30, and there will be a cocktail reception with Lise afterwards, and her CDs will be available at the door, and it's no charge otherwise.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Great.
And so if you want to see it, you RSVP to events@atelierrosemaryumetsu.com.